and welcome back to Rosie on the House, where I've invited good friend Chip Marvin in from Freelight Skylight Company to talk about the topic we have published in the Arizona Republic at Home section newspaper today, the topic of daylighting. Boy, Chip and I have been doing a lot of daylighting in homes since the 70s, and we haven't put in a skylight in all the remodeling we've done at Rosie on the House. Haven't put in a skylight that wasn't installed by Chip. So I don't know how many that is, Chip. It's been a bunch over the years. It's been a whole bunch. But, you know, one of the things we do when we remodel is we're generally looking at the Arcadia homes or the older historic homes. And one of the very first things people want to do, they want to open this floor plan up and get me some light in here. And that concept is day lighting.
Right, right.
So talk about skylights. So your statistic there, I thought was really interesting.
The top lighting, as opposed to, if the main goal is light, a skylight is much more effective than a window or door. Top lighting is about seven times as much light, or provides about seven times as much light as a comparable size window would. And of course, that's not doing it for your view necessarily, but and it's usually much less expensive too. So really, depending on the goal of the homeowner, skylights is a great way to introduce light, in, particularly into the middle of a house where there is no exterior wall.
I am guilty, I guess, of misguiding a lot of people. I always told people, throw them in your closets, throw them in your closets, throw them in your closets.
Well, we see it a lot, and I tend to be a little conservative as far as that goes. The better skylights, for example, Velux will block 99.9% of the ultraviolet, but ultraviolet is not solely responsible for fading. So whenever you have light, you do have the potential for some fading. Velux's top-of-the-line product has what they call a fading protection of 83 to 88%. So you still have that, whatever, 15% fading element coming in, and over time that could create a problem. Of course, if you incorporate a shade, you've solved that issue.
Okay, there you go. Of all the skylights we have at my house, the two I think that accomplish the most, that are the most strategic, are in my back patio roof. We put them in right up against the house, above the windows and the doors, to keep that patio from becoming a big dark sinkhole.
Sure.
It made a huge difference when we opened those up.
Yeah, it really does. They're really popular on patios, and I'd say patios and kitchens and baths are the main places to put skylights.
After living with skylights for so long, when I go into someone's home who doesn't have them, I'm always looking for ways to turn on some light.
I know, you know? That's true. And then when you put one in a dark bath, and people always try to turn off the light as they leave the room.
Yeah, exactly. I have people do that all the time.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
I had a question they couldn't hold. Just wondering, can skylights go on all kinds of roof? It doesn't matter if it's pitched or tile or anything. Is there any limitation to who can have a skylight?
There really isn't. Now, there could be obstructions. There could be a roof valley or ductwork that might impede on it. But of course, that's an argument for a tubular skylight. Velux sun tunnels can snake around a lot of obstacles in the attic to bring light down to the room below. So virtually any type of roof can have skylights.
What is in that tube? It's like a metal?
Well, it's a
reflective material of
yes,
some kind?
It's a acrylic dome, clear acrylic dome on the roof. It comes in 10 or 14 inch diameter, and then a highly reflective tube from the roof down to the ceiling. And then the ceiling, there's a diffuser lens that clips to the drywall. So you're not looking up into that tube. There's a lens that diffuses the light and spreads it throughout the room. But they make a tremendous difference. And again, it's an easy, relatively inexpensive way to introduce light, particularly into interior spaces.
Well, you know, you're looking at one of the older homes and you get folks wanting to bring light into the room. Okay. I, as the remodeler, can saw cut a window into the masonry home. That's one way of bringing it in. Going to be a lot more expensive than that skylight.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, and then you don't have to worry about window coverings either.
Right.
That's right.
Right. Exactly.
Now, the tunnel that you were describing, are they any better or worse as it relates to heat transference?
For the tubular skylights?
Yeah.
No, I mean, whenever you have a light, you have some heat. So it's going to bring some heat in. That ceiling panel keeps most of it trapped above the ceiling level. But I would never tell someone there's no heat at all, because whenever you have some light, there's heat. But it really just hasn't been a problem with skylights that small.
So no roofing material limits you, whether it's flat built-up, flat foam, flat 90-pound, whether it's slope three-tab, asphalt shingles, concrete tile, barrel tile, flat tile.
Right.
We can get a skylight in any roof material.
Right.
Now, you addressed it just a minute ago that sometimes we're challenged by the roof structure.
Right.
Like maybe that bathroom in the hall is directly under a valley of the roof where two hips tie in.
Sure, or the AC unit.
Or the AC unit, sure. Exactly.
Sure.
So that's where you have the flexibility of moving that tunnel skylight to any place you want it.
Yes, although we try to be as vertical as possible. If you start angling it too much, you are losing some light. But yes, it is certainly possible. And we've done runs up to 12 feet.
Wow.
So it gives you a lot of flexibility. The tubular skies give a lot of flexibility.
All right. Well, again, we were talking about the tax credits, which really grabbed my interest. We have those in the newspaper article as well. Tax credits are still applicable to these solar venting and shading Velux skylights.
One of the things on solar tubes before we bounce on the tubular skylights, when they came out, they had a lot of limitations. One, on a flat roof, it didn't really work. You needed a long span so the light all reflected correctly. Is that still a problem?
Nope.
They've got that re-engineered?
Absolutely. You can put them on. We put a lot of them on flat roofs.
And then in order to reduce the number of holes you would have to put in the ceiling, they finally said, well, why don't we put a light up there so at night you can turn a light on and then you've got one less cut in your drywall.
Glad that you
was
mentioned that. Yep.
Duh. Why didn't we think of that? And then finally, the last one is you have a closing damper. So if you're trying to take a nap or if it's in an area you're trying to get the light down, you're not stuck then with all this light that you're trying to eliminate.
Yep. The Velux has two options for shades on the sun tunnel tubular skylights. One is a damper. For that, you do have to run wires up to the site. The other is a very easy, inexpensive disc that's magnetized and just clips to the lens at the ceiling level. I think it's $50.
So a tall guy like you, that's no problem.
Well, they give you a little wand. They give you a little wand that you just clip it to that, and it's really pretty simple. But it's a great, inexpensive way to be able to control the light.
Oh, they're my favorite type of skylight, and because they're round on the roof protrusion on a slope, there's no corner for the water to rest on. All just sheds off. They're very brilliantly designed.
Yeah.
And what is it about those lenses that seem to magnify the light once they hit the ceiling?
Well, there's a few different lenses. I'm not really versed in the science of it, but yeah, they're designed to spread the light out as far as possible. And there's a few different options. There's a white one, which is more subdued, and then a more of a clear textured one that does give you a little more light. But both serve to spread the light out quite a bit.
You know, another option on the bigger topic of daylighting and remodeling, I tell people all the time, you know, you're not limited to that window size that's in that wall right now. We were talking about cutting a new window in a wall. You can have your challenges, but boy, the header of the window is already there.
Right.
It's nothing to drop the window lower down, put a dormer style venting window below, and allow your window now to be nothing more than just a big picture window.
Absolutely. The other thing we do quite often is change out a window for a door. Again, typically using the same header and just cutting down to slab and putting a door in there so that you get more light and you'll still have access to the backyard.
Absolutely. And are y'all putting a lot of the, when you're using the windows, we're going to go to windows here just for a minute. I'm still reluctant and skeptical, and Pella still kind of breaks my knuckles on this every once in a while. If you're going to go vinyl, I'm a big fan, go Pella vinyl. Do you feel different about that? I mean, are there other vinyl windows that are worth seriously considering?
Well, yeah, I'm a big on Pella and I'm big on Milgard.
Okay.
Those two brands, yeah. And I was leery about vinyl initially, too. We've seen it slowly make its way into the state, and now it's actually our largest, our biggest seller. Most replacement windows now are vinyl. And with the enhancements they have in terms of ultraviolet inhibitors, we've seen very few problems with it. And companies like Pella and Milgard, and there's some other good ones out there, too, but they stand behind it if there is an issue.
Well, and the other issue is a lot of the vinyl window manufacturing. We're using the vinyl, the heavier vinyl, as the structural component of the glass.
Right.
And that's what caught my eye about the Pella unit. It's actually a metal reinforced window that has the frame of vinyl. It didn't have to rely on the strength of the vinyl over time. We always called it the vinyl smile, where that sliding window starts sagging and you've got the little grin of the glass across the bottom and the top. What else are y'all seeing in the industry right now?
Well, fiberglass is a great building material, and that fiberglass windows and doors are becoming a larger and larger part of our sales mix. Fiberglass is stronger than vinyl. It is paintable, unlike vinyl. It has a narrower frame. You know, a lot of times we'll take out aluminum windows, but people don't like the energy inefficiency of aluminum, but they like that narrow contemporary look.
Yeah.
And vinyl and wood are, of course, a lot heavier frame. So fiberglass is a good option in terms of giving you great energy efficient, but a narrower frame to keep that streamlined contemporary look.
I didn't realize you could paint it, because up till now you really didn't have a lot of options for changing your window frame colors.
Right. A lot of companies have several colors now, you know, factory finishes, but the big appeal of fiberglass is you can paint it as well.
I like it.
Yeah. Very thermally stable.
Right.
You know, Rosie, I just want to jump in here. Do you install anything? The one thing that I noticed when, you know, just dealing with the fiberglass windows, I actually really like that you could use them as a venting window. Instead of a sliding window, you could actually use them as an angle window.
Casement
window. Sure. So, you know, you get a breeze, you can open that window and catch that breeze and swing it into your house versus having to have a direct piece of, you know, or direct air coming straight through the door.
Absolutely. Or an awning window, which is hinged on the top, is great, because even when it rains, it's you can still get some air in there and the rain will just fall off the sash of the window.
Well, and I stared at windows for 7 years of my life, and I love awning windows. They're the best thing out there. You get that cool breeze when you're sitting in your chair, and you don't have to, like you said, for rain, perfect.
You can leave it open in the rain. That's worth it just all by itself. We're here with Chip Marvin, an old friend of mine. Going back, like I said, I met him on the same day I met Romy. I met him on the day Romy was born. He's been installing our skylights for every customer we've ever done business with ever since. If you'd like to talk to Chip or his staff, the number's 233-1981. That same number dating all the way back to 1979, 80, 81?
79.
Yeah, 79.